Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Mark Reardon, Tyler Rowell, and Josh Bunnell. Coming up on TMS, United Colors of Ibaton.
Not a winning streak, more of a winning hobble.
An experiment in degenerate gambling.
Not a moton, not a moton.
Bad guys can be girls.
As Billie Eilish says, durr.
The Italian symbiote.
Making the lion's ends meet.
Disney jail.
Scammeroni.
Coverville covered the black.
Watch out, Oates, he'll sue you up.
Oh, it's a small world after all.
Two sings in a row. Dodging balls in a hotel room.
Prunish props with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
No.
$99. That's right.
This is The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. Big ol' freaking dirt blanket.
Hey everybody, welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson and that is Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
It is Brian Ibbett, who went 12-9 yesterday in bets.
Oh.
Including a bunch on Monday Night Football and going 12-9, ended up $3.53 in the green.
In the green.
In the black.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my spreadsheet that I keep track of it is in the green, but
gotcha. Will it turn red if you're in trouble on your spreadsheet?
I will manually turn it red if I lose money on a day, and I manually turn it green if I win money on a day.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Yeah. So right now you're in the green or the black.
Right now I'm in the green. Right now I'm $350 from starting from when I started the spreadsheet, November 6th. Yeah. I'm $325 and some odd cents.
Wow.
From where I started.
That's pretty good. Brian has gained the system.
We'll see. You know, there are days where it's like, oh my God, I went $28 down. But then there are other days where it's like, oh, I went $112 up. So
yeah, this must be like, this can be a thing you can do all year instead of just during football season or just during.
Oh whatever. Yeah. Because actually, right now, 90% of my bets are hockey and basketball. Very few of my bets are football right now. Hmm. A few soccer. I imagine when baseball starts up again in April, it'll be some.
That surprised me. I would have thought more football, just given the time of year. But.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is for that, unless the sports books are just really good about setting lines for football, and there's little benefit either on either side of each bet.
Interesting. Well. Yeah. We'll keep checking in on this experiment as you continue to gain more and more cash. And one day, Brian will be the richest of us all. And,
that's right. Actually, maybe I should just say, you know what? This is enough to pay for the new Cobra Max 2 and call it good. I'll just get the 3D printer with this and we'll say the experiment of degenerate gambling is paid off and I've got a printer to show for it.
I love that feeling.
Yeah.
When you do a little side something. And it's just enough to cover a thing. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That is chef's kiss right there.
Never bad.
Yeah, I like that a lot. All right, we got a bunch of stuff today. We want to mention real quick just a quick rest in peace to Patrick Cohen, aka TJ. He is or Time Jumper. A lot of people know him as. He is a member of this community, also very heavily involved over there in the Diamond Club side of things. Mm-hmm. Passed away yesterday. Not entirely unexpected because he had just had brain surgery, but the doctors had sent him home and said things went well. It was a success. Yeah. You should be going good. It's still kind of sideswiping everybody. No one saw this coming. Mm-hmm. He is one of the nicest human beings mm-hmm. I've ever met in or outside of this community. He was so positive and such an amazing part of the overall fabric. And anybody who got to know him at all mm-hmm. are just devastated by this news. It's freaking awful.
It is. It really is. And I saw some pictures of him having a cigar with Mazzulla, and I'm thinking that might have been from one of the first TMS Vegases. I know he came to Nerdtaculars, mm-hmm. Came to events like that. He's been he was a longtime Coverville supporter, Patreon, and all that stuff. But
just a kind of a really quiet force, but when you knew him, it was impossible to ignore him. And mm-hmm. There's the photos I've seen flooding, you know, various channels and stuff have been like a lot of Nerdtacular shots, people all crowded in elevators or outside of the smoke monster. According to Mazzulla, there is no smoke monster without him. He was, you know, crucial in getting that whole thing set up. Anyway, it sucks. Why do nice people have to die early? I don't get it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's lame. All right. So all our feelings and thoughts toward his family and everybody who knew him. Freaking blows.
For sure. Yep.
All right. We got some thoughts from, you know, Shane Shaved Maddox. You know, Shane.
I'm very familiar with Shaved Maddox. Yeah. Yes.
We like Shane a lot. He likes sleeveless shirts and he likes slowly rotating with his phone.
He does.
Taking panoramic shots of things. he's a great guy. Really, we love him.
Definitely made an impact. Those three or four that he did in Vegas that on Fremont Street.
Yeah, they stay with you for some reason.
Yes.
Well, he sent in some audio, and it's a good reminder, by the way. You can I don't know if it's true on desktop. Well, I'm sure it is, but the mobile version of Discord lets you record a voice memo, mm-hmm. and you can just send it through Discord. I should say, anytime anybody wants to send me that rather than call or something, you can do that if you'd rather.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, not a problem.
It's a really interesting question. I'm curious if you can. Let's see. On desktop, there's got to be a way, right?
Like, there's probably a way.
I don't see it under, like, all the things you can put in a post.
Well, you know what? You're right.
Upload a file.
You can upload, but you can't.
Nitro, GIF.
Yeah, I don't think
smiley
you can.
Smiley face, emoji, dealy. Huh. Maybe you can do it on desktop. Seems crazy, right? Like, of all the places, you think it would be built into their dedicated desktop app, but I guess not.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Well, anyway, if you're using that on mobile, you're welcome to do it. But anyway, Shane sent something in, and I'd like to play it. So here is Shane and some of his rambling thoughts. Okay? And I don't mean rambling in a negative way. It's fine. Ramble away. Right,
sure.
We don't care.
Sure.
Here it is.
Hey, Shake and Bake. It's Shane. Just a few quick things. Number one, regarding the Visine killer in Waukesha. Seeing as how I've lived here the last 35 years, and the judge in that case also happened to preside over the parade attack we had here a couple years ago, I am pretty confident to say that that is, in fact, Waukesha, Wisconsin, and not Minnesota. Not sure where Scott got that one. Also, you guys talked about a couple years ago on New Year's, a few years ago, there was a drunk fellow that wandered into a house and ended up snuggling with a dog there as well. Speaking of strange men, number two, the Michelin Man, who I just recently learned was originally gray-white because that was the color of tires at the time. Carbon was added later to preserve and strengthen the tires. So I think it's safe to say he was, in fact, comprised of tires. Also goes by bibendum, babendum, bibendum. Sounds like there's multiple pronunciations online about that. Speaking of incorrect pronunciations, number three, despite Chuck trying and succeeding, making me laugh at karaoke, I think it's only fair that his alias gets pronounced correctly, and I could be wrong on this, but I believe it's Natamaton, not Natamaton or Natamaton, but Natamaton, which I'm pretty sure you guys actually had pronounced correctly prior on the show, so not sure what changed there. Nevertheless, I have great adoration for the performance. Now I gotta go take a 360 selfie. Bye!
Yeah.
I seem to recorded the whole thing in 360, like just walking, just
rotating. Yeah, visualizing slowly. Exactly. Like you, he had to hang up because he was getting dizzy.
Yeah.
But you say automaton. No, you say automaton. Without the N, you say automaton, right?
I say automaton, yeah. I would.
Yeah, so it's an automaton.
Automaton. Okay, that makes sense. He was implying that we said it like what did we say? I don't want to go back.
I think we might have said automaton.
Automaton? Okay.
Automaton. But in my defense, I did invent a thing for drum majorettes to throw up in the air at the front of parades, and it's an automatic baton, which I call the autobaton.
Yeah, so the autobaton.
I feel like I'm just locked into that pronunciation for automaton.
Yeah.
Because it's so close to my own trademark product.
Sure.
The autobaton.
Yeah, they call it the Ibitaton now. Famously,
it's got that's right. Ibit, yes, exactly. Ibitaton.
Yeah, the Ibitaton.
The United Colors of Ibitaton.
I just immediately pictured a mall store full of models and photos, and then like mannequins that all look like Brian.
That's right. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. By the way, Chuck is in the chat room, but I guess he's not listening. Amy's listening with headphones, and he says, "I wish I could hear what's making Amy laugh so much." So,
well, hilarious. he'll write in and correct us if any of this is wrong. So that's the nice thing.
It's probably Nachtomatan.
Yeah,
it's German.
It's his evil leader name. You know, it's the guy making this huge space laser. It's going to take out James Bond and all of his enemies. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for that, Shane. We also got this here from, let's see. Oh, this is not the first time somebody pointed this out. I'll play this version of the call, but when we did famous cartoon villains, we missed somebody apparently, and we had a few people talk about it, so here's this.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Ray, calling in for episode 2558 when you guys are talking about villains. I am so disappointed in the Tadpool. Nobody said Aku? Come on. Samurai Jack? What? Not even a nod. Come on. We can do better.
I agree. Aku is one
Let's take a look here because, you know, we get so many that I don't read through. Like, I don't give you all of the answers. Just the ones that, like, get two or more votes. And sometimes I skip all the ones that are single unless there's a funny one. Don't take that as license to, I'm just going to put funny ones from now on.
Yes, please don't.
Scrolling through all of them and I've yet to find, I'm at 295 answers and I've yet to find Aku.
One of the great cartoon villains of all time. So if it's not on there, if no one submitted it, I am also disappointed in the Tadpool. It's embarrassing.
And the other thing is, this person who called in could have submitted it, right?
Oh.
Why didn't they submit it? Be the solution and not the problem.
That's right. Caller. You be the change in the world you want to see.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Still, didn't find it. Got all the way to the bottom of the list. Now, keep in mind, it's a cartoon bad guy you most identify with.
Yeah.
And Aku. Maybe the people who like Aku don't identify with him.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, he's a giant, ethereal, shape-shifting demon lord guy. And
that's right.
I don't know if I would identify much with that. So that's a good point. Brian makes a point.
Exactly. Plus, we did have like one person, why does it have to be a bad guy? Why can't it be a bad girl?
It can be.
Because I wrote the question. I copied the question from the submitter as name a cartoon bad guy you most identify with. And bad guys can be girls. Why limit that? Why be sexist and limit bad guys to just dudes?
Yeah, guy doesn't have to be.
I think Billie Eilish said it best when she said, duh.
Yeah, duh. Do, 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 do,
in the song, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, duh. Duh. And she's a girl.
Oh, yep. Boom.
Girl confirmed.
Boom.
Ursula is a great female villain from the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, people did say Ursula. People did have, I didn't say, well, that's a lady. I'm taking that one out of the list. No, Ursula, girls are usually bad guys. That's why they're girls. Let me pull up the list here again. It's like, wow. That's interesting.
It's a perspective for sure.
Ursula. Who, there was a few. Poison Ivy came up quite a bit. Didn't make the top 10, but, or did she?
Lately, she's kind of a very relatable character, so it's hard to call her a villain right now.
Yeah, actually, on she's kind of the voice of reason on Harley Quinn,
yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
They've
made her more complex. She's no longer.
It really did. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Catra.
Like, if anything, yeah. Catwoman should never be on that list either, because Catwoman goes back and forth, and that's mostly
plays
just
both
about
sides.
Bruce Wayne being horny. That's her whole job.
Catwoman goes both ways, I think, is the bumper sticker.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I've moved Catwoman.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's that. He's right. Aku is awesome. So let's move on to this one from Rogue Test. Do you remember the last time we heard from Rogue Test? She always has something important to say, something nice, something,
yes.
You know. Yeah. She's a ray of sunshine. We love her.
Okay.
And she... Well, I'll let her, she'll explain it.
Hey, Scotch and Bonnet. This is Teresa Rogue Tess, and I, in fact, paused TMS 2557 to call. And as reluctant as I am to do this, I must confess that Mad Max Fury Road is my parasite. Okay, chastise away. I can take it.
Wow.
Show the love, though.
Oh,
bye.
Man. You know, what are we going to do about that? Maybe this is the deal. Maybe we finally found the opening here.
Mm-hmm.
We pick a weekend. She has to watch Fury Road.
She watches Fury Road. You watch Parasite.
I have to watch Parasite. Yeah. Paradise.
Paradise.
Paradise, Parasite. So if I do that, Rogue Test, let's get together on this. We'll talk about it often. We'll come up with a way to get you to see the most important movie of the last 20 years, and I will see Parasite. All right. So let's talk. We'll work it out. We'll make it a fun thing for the show. We'll get this done finally so that this meme can die. All right. I will see Parasite, and then everybody can shut up about it for the rest of the time.
I'm kind of not looking forward to it now, because there's no way it's going to be as good as all of this lead up. You know, it's like, if you would have just watched it at the time, you would have said, oh, that was a really good movie. But it's like all of this build up and all of this time. I mean, it is a great movie. I really, really enjoy it. And I've only seen it once, and I need to do a second watching of it. I don't think it's going to live up to how long it's been that we've been teasing it. So I almost feel like it needs to be that carrot at the end of the stick.
What if there's a chance I could watch this and walk away going, man, that was amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, like, it might blow me away. And if it does, that'd be the best possible outcome of this, because A, I would have enjoyed it.
For sure.
I would have finally seen it. We can have the discussion. Parasite will no longer be discussed. I mean, it doesn't matter what I say online or anywhere. If I say, hey, saw a blank movie with Kim the other night, it was great. Mm-hmm. And then 50 of the replies are not Parasite, not Parasite.
Exactly. So it's really almost like it'll take a lot of that stress of having to delete those other posts and those replies and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And Shane has a good point. He says that's like saying MMFR. Or RF or FR rather will never be discussed. No, that probably isn't true. That'll probably come up.
Exactly.
That's just the rule here at the show. 2015 was a real demarcation. It was almost like, you know, it's like BC AD kind of levels of
exactly.
Just
like we have A MMFR and B MMFR.
Yeah.
There's like the before times and
when history really began. Also, why does it seem like everything after 2015 sucks?
Really? Come on now.
Not everything, obviously. Like, I have brand new humans in my life that I love so much I can barely stand it.
Oh, like, you're talking about everything, not just, like, movies, but you're saying everything.
Just the world, you know?
Just
the world's less cool.
The COVID times.
Yeah, it's just not as good. We got weird politically after 2015.
Crappy presidents. I'm not naming names.
He's not naming which one. He might name the same one.
I'm not saying anything about who I'm talking about. I could be talking about a very sleepy person who's currently in the White House.
Yeah, he may be talking about the current guy. Current guy. That's for all I know, that's all Brian means.
Did you see the new Christmas decorations in the White House? Not a fan.
Oh, you're actually getting better. It's getting better.
I'm introducing, that's the new element I'm trying to work on, is the not a fan.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, where he does that every once in a while, his emphasis is to flatten a word really, yeah, really bad.
You have to, yeah, do your hands, you have to do that like thing he does it like that.
The Christmas tree, not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah,
not we're a fan.
New levels, everybody. New levels.
Exactly.
All right, what else we got? Oh, I got a Marvel Snap question, because you play a lot of Marvel Snap.
Oh, sure. I do play a lot of Marvel Snap.
And I prompt chat.
Like if I were, yeah, to take my iPad right here and swipe up. Oh, Face ID. Hi, Face. Oh, never mind. It was in notes. There we go. Well, never mind. Never mind. I thought I left Snap up on screen, but apparently didn't.
That's, yeah, fine. So you play it a lot.
Played a lot. I have it. Typically, I have it when I'm working here, I'll have it up on my screen. And if I'm waiting for a file to download or waiting for something, I'll play one quick little 3-minute game and boom.
So this is here's the scary bit. Of all the people, yeah, I know, you are the most versed, well-versed, and knowledgeable about the game, and also pretty, okay, good at it. You know what the decks are and all this stuff.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So of all, yep, the people I could talk to about this, you are the one I would like to present some information to, and then I want you to react, yeah, to it.
Okay, I love it. Bring it on.
Bite Dance, is it? Is the
no? It's Second Dinner.
Is the right? But they're owned or financed by, I think it's Bite Dance or Bite
really?
Dance, whatever it is.
Okay,
Chinese conglomerate. They own TikTok. This is part of their new.
Oh no! So they're selling all my information now.
Oh no!
Oh no!
That isn't even the hard bit. So they essentially are the financial backbone of all things Snap, and by all measures, Snap is not the success anybody involved in the financial side wanted it to be. In fact, Second Dinner pushed so hard to make the game less free to play and less microtransacty. Mm-hmm. And more fun and more full game. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal for Ben Brode and crew.
Yeah.
But that did not translate as well to bottom line. Still, I think still profitable, but not like their expectations, right? That's the current talk, yeah, is. And I think that's actually to their benefit, because I think the game is a really good game. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason it's good is because it's not predatory. I feel like
it isn't right. It doesn't give you all these, like, I mean, you've got one screen where you can buy, you can't buy a card. Well, I guess technically you can now. You can spend money and get a card you don't have. But typically the way it was, you could only buy variants of cards that you already had, variants of characters. But now you can buy the space points to turn those space points into a card you don't have.
Exactly. And they've been really good about that. Well, ByteDance, who owns them, has, mm-hmm, just announced, just like a day or two ago, mm-hmm, that they are gutting their gaming division entirely. They're completely, mm, getting rid of it. Now, there's two things at play here. Either that means they'll sell this off to someone else and they'll pick it right back up. Mm-hmm. Or that game may get shut down. Interesting.
Really?
Yeah, that's talk, is that yeah, ByteDance is like, we're shutting down. They call it Newverse, I think, is the name of their gaming division, and that whole thing's getting gutted.
Interesting.
So,
well, I haven't heard.
How do you feel about all this? How does that sound to you? I mean, that seems bad,
you know,
right?
It would bum me out. I'd move on. I'd find something else I like, but yeah, really enjoy this game. I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, it does. I'm not going to change it, and I'm not going to find something else to kind of hitch my wagon to and play.
Sure. And that would, my guess is what it would mean for someone in that chat says, well, what about Ben Brode? Well, they would probably, I mean, they would move on to, they'd do something else.
Yeah.
Cause they're a functioning studio. They're not owned by ByteDance. They are a, mm-hmm, independent, mm-hmm, studio contracted with ByteDance to make this game and also working with Disney for the Marvel license. All that stuff has to happen. Stuff.
Yep.
So they would probably be fine and move on to their next project and everything would be okay. But still, sucks ass.
It does suck ass. Yeah, I'd have more time for the new Mario game. If that's the case, that'd be my new leave it on in the background. And then if I have a minute here, a minute there, I'll play a level.
Yeah.
But interesting. No, I hadn't heard any of that. And that's a bummer. I mean, God, you go on Twitch and it seems like there's so many people doing live streams of Marvel Snap.
It's got a burgeoning community. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Like,
They're just not making the money. People, the fact that they're not making it so you can say, I'm going to pay $50 and buy Galactus and win every game from now on.
Yeah. I think it's just not like most Chinese developed games, a lot of Tencent stuff, a lot of, who's the other one? NetEase, these other companies, their threshold for how much of that to put in their game is really high. Mm-hmm. So they're used to really nickel and dime in everything you do. This comes along and it's just got more of a older sense of how a game should be. And I think it's clashing with what their goals were. But also they're gutting that whole gaming division, which tells me that they weren't finding any success with anything. So my guess is...
Right, not just Marvel Snap, but yeah.
So they'll just sell it off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure... I mean, this happened with... was Marvel Strike Force? There was one that went from... I can't remember either of the companies, the first company that had it or the second company that had it. And that one kind of was always a little bit of a, you know, microtransaction-y mess at times.
Yeah.
However, I'm so glad it's still around because when I'm painting a mini that's based on a character, I can go into that character in Marvel Strike Force and spin it around virtually, like look at the characters.
Oh, their, you know, art, the back references. Of their costume. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So all the little details on their back you wouldn't see normally.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Like, you know, Ghost Spider. She's got some like cool little angle things on her back, the white and black. We're losing Stephanie here because it's App Talk, but yeah, I hope I brought her back.
Well, she changed her name to Stephanie Petz again, so I don't know.
She did because I said, why did you change it? And then she just switched it.
That's fine. You be who you want
to
be.
Oh, yeah, Midnight Suns. I need to go back to Midnight Suns, Jeff. I really enjoyed it. And then something else came and took my attention away.
I have Midnight Suns on my Steam Deck right now. It's very good on there, by the way. Excellent.
Is it really? Oh, that would be, yeah.
Plays so good. But it's I like that. That game's amazing. And it's another example of another IP licensed property that did not sell as well as they'd hoped. It made its money back, but it didn't do much beyond that. So there's no talk of any follow-up, which really sucks. I think that game is cool.
Yeah.
It's really good. Like mechanically, you know what? Fine. If you don't want to do it with Marvel and that license costs you too much, do a new one that's your own original IP, but use the systems you built here because they're so good.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
So good. All right. Stephanie, you can come out now. You can come out. Everything's fine. We're not talking about games anymore, okay, Stephanie?
I didn't put some Spider-Man talk in there, Stephanie. Hopefully that helped. Hopefully that was enough.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's all we have to do is every time we talk about an app, even if it's unrelated.
You just have
to
somehow get Spider-Man in the talk and she'll be fine.
Yeah, here's a word game we really like. I bet Spider-Man would like it.
Yeah.
Seems like something Peter Parker would get into.
Oh, Wordle? Well, Venom is a 5-letter word. Peter is a proper noun, but
yeah, there's some interesting there's talk right now. Sorry, there's more game talk here, but it's Spider-Man related. So the new Spider-Man game on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
There was a hack or some kind of exploit where you could play. Somebody figured out how you could play the whole game as a symbiote. Character, and then that got patched. And the thinking is, and also the actor who did Venom's voice in the game, that's only a bit part in the game, but that actor said, they've only used a tiny bit of what I recorded for them. Now everybody's going, let's do the math here. They're working on a Venom, some kind of Venom game spinoff, like totally Venom related.
DLC, Venom DLC
it could be its own game for all I know. Like a whole
full
thing.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd be into that. I'd love Venom. Big Venom fan here. Even though I haven't seen
any of
them.
What did you think of the Tom Hardy? Oh, yeah, you're a big Venom fan and a big Tom Hardy fan.
Yeah, I like Tom Hardy. I like Venom.
Comic characters?
Haven't seen any of those Venom movies. And
I wonder if that'll have to be a, after we finish What If.
Oh, yeah, let's do a couch party.
Maybe we do the Venom movies.
Yeah. That'd be great because I don't know any other circumstance where I will just sit down and watch those, you know? And it's not that I don't want to. Part of me is nervous because I hear so much mixed things about those movies that I'm like, I don't want to feel bad, you know?
They are, best description, they're adequate. they're, you know, super duper adequate. Those movies.
Yeah.
And if there's one more good thing you can say about them, they're better than Morbius.
Chat room's right, though. Isn't Chris says, isn't Venom sort of like a parasite? See, we're back to Parasite. This is great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well done.
Very Venom is a parasite. That's true.
Yeah, he is. Just a very
different symbiote.
One.
This is symbiote is more equal. Like, I take it from you, you take it from me. That's the whole symbiote. It's the Italian symbiote, by
that's
the way.
That's right. Oh, and I was yesterday years old when I found out. You just reminded me of it. Speaking of symbiotes. Yeah. Yeah. Dax on Deep Space Nine.
Jadzia Dax.
Can't think of a real name all of a sudden. Anyway, whatever her real name is. She's married to Spock's son. Nimoy Jr.
Yes.
I can't think of his name either.
Terry Farrell is her
Terry
name.
Terry Farrell married to
Adam Nimoy.
Adam Nimoy, that's it. That's pretty cool. I didn't know
and
this.
I hung out with her at a Tacona. She is friends with this. So Trivia Championships in North America was in Vegas for a few years. They've changed it. It's now like kind of evolved into SporkleCon or a couple other things. But they did this game that was a mishmash of trivia and dodgeball called Nodgeball. It was knowledge ball.
So K-N Nodge Ball, like Knowledge
Ball? Yes, K-N Knowledge Ball, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. And they tried to make it a thing, like it was their fetch, basically. I wonder if there's still a website for Nodge Ball. But there was Nodge Ball, Boulder, Colorado. So one of the people that developed it, there it is, you can see Nodge Ball at Tacona 2014.
I want to see this. Do you have a link?
I have a link. I'll give you a link because this even includes Brad Rutter. Jeopardy champion Brad Rutter.
Sweet.
You can see how this is like ballroom at the Tropicana.
Nice.
I'm somewhere behind the camera, by the way.
This is great. Oh, I wish you were out front here. That'd be great. Okay, here you go, chat.
And it's trivia questions being asked, and it goes along with dodgeball. And I'd like you to notice, who's doing really well. It's the people who are playing trivia, but also look like jocks. Beating the tar out of everybody else.
They didn't account for that. Some of these guys are buff and ripped and fast.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That guy, Brandon Saunders in the purple t-shirt, another guy you see all the time on Jeopardy and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and all these other trivia game shows. He is...
He's a ninja. Look at him move.
He is. I swear he's going to put a hole in the wall of ballroom D.
Let me ask you this question. What does it take to get a hotel to okay this? Like, this seems nuts.
They're a little soft ball. I think you don't tell them what you're doing. But anyway, one of the guys who helped develop this is friends with Terry Farrell. And so not at this specific event, but at this trivia competition that I was at, she was hanging out at a table and I talked with her for like about 15 minutes before I realized who she was. you don't see her with the spots on her neck and that sort of thing. She's a very normal, attractive looking person. You're just like, oh, you're really pretty. But it's you're also, you were a symbiote on Deep Space Nine. Now I remember that.
She always seemed very tall on the show. Is she tall in person or just kind of average?
I don't know because we were both sitting.
Oh, you're both sitting. That's a good point.
She didn't seem short. Like, when I was sitting next to her, she didn't seem shorter than me. She was on Quantum Leap too. Oh yeah. And then there was, they worked on a pilot for a US version of Red Dwarf. She was going to play Kat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great.
Can you imagine her as like, how am I looking?
Yeah. I don't think that show would ever worked, but
how am I looking now?
I don't think that would have worked. Like a lot of conversions from like British stuff to American, they just don't work. The Office is an anomaly.
They're not all exactly. They're not all The Office.
No. The IT crowd thing they tried to do with Joel McHale sounds like it would have been rough. And it's nothing to do with Joel McHale. He's fine. It's just
no, he's great. I think he's carrying. If Animal Control got renewed for a second season, it's because it's because of a very good ensemble cast, but Joel McHale is the draw in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 100%. He's your guy. He's your guy that gets you in the door and buys the... You, that's why you're buying tickets. It's Joel McHale, damn it.
Yeah, season 2, episode 1, set to premiere, premiere March 6th. So
nice. Very nice. I got a question, though, about this. These people throwing balls at each other real quick.
Yes, sure.
Since you were witnessing this, why are they hitting each other repeatedly like this? Doesn't seem like dodgeball rules. Something's going on there.
They're asking trivia questions. So the guy in the back center is a guy named Paul Bailey. he's the guy from Boulder.
Yeah.
He's asking trivia questions. And in order to throw, you've got to answer the trivia questions. I can't remember the whole, like, is it every question or you get a question right, you get to pick up 5 balls and throw them or something.
Okay.
I can't remember.
It just seems like chaos when they start throwing.
It is
like,
total chaos. And I can't tell from the audio. I've got the audio off. Can't tell how quickly they're having to, answer those questions and who's saying correct, right, wrong. Yeah. Don't drop that ball. You can't throw that ball.
And in the rules, because one guy got hit like, I don't know, 5 times, didn't catch him, like, and he's still there. He's still playing. So how does
still it, playing. I don't know what, I don't know how you determine a winner or a loser.
It's really
weird. Think maybe it's like, how many questions? This is probably it. And I'm going to say, it's like, you know, it's been 9 years since I watched this thing. I think somebody's keeping score, and the object of the balls being thrown is not to get points, but to distract you from answering the questions correctly. So it's like if I keep hucking balls at this person and I'm answering questions correctly, but I'm they're trying to dodge or trying to avoid the balls, then they're going to miss some trivia questions.
Got it.
Maybe.
Got it. Yeah. That's interesting. That's too bad you're not out there in the scrum, you know?
No, it's not too bad. I saw that and I said, there's a game that's not for me.
Yeah, not into it, huh? I loved dodgeball as a kid, but I think today I'd be a slow ass mother effer out there.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm what you call an easy target.
Yeah.
I'm big and slow.
That would not go my way, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Nope.
All right. Let's do some news. We're here to entertain, but also to inform. Okay.
Cool.
All right, everybody. It's time for the news brought to you by.
Oh. Hello. Kimchi rice.
Yeah. So Carter is making kimchi rice. We're
oh, right. Because Kim's out of town. So she's cooking for you.
Yeah. So
Kim's
now someone else is cooking for me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good.
I'm doing all right. There was enough stuff in the fridge for leftovers from Thanksgiving and all this other stuff. So I've been doing fine. But as of about today, I'm running a little shy on things. Mm-hmm. So last night, did some grocery shopping, got some new stuff.
Wow.
Tonight she's making kimchi rice, and I'm very excited about it.
Ooh, that'll be yummy.
Yeah.
What else is going in there? Like, because she's obviously vegetarian, so you're not going to get any pork belly or anything like that. But
no, but she'll probably make me a version. We have some grilled chicken that she can use for mine, and then she'll just make her separate. That's what we do around here anyway. Whenever Kim makes a batch of jambalaya, there's 2 pots. Mm-hmm. One is large and full of meats, and the little one is none for her. Although, funny enough, my favorite version of Kim's jambalaya is meatless.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love it so
interesting. Without the andouille sausage and the chicken.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that stuff. Like, I want a bowl of that, like, right now as you're saying it.
but it's given so the good choice, you'd take the meatless version.
I think I would. I think it's because she then overloads it with the veggies, and then the way that stuff cooks and creates kind of a... It's almost like, you know what else I'll use it for? This is maybe a little weird, but when she'll make a batch, the next day I'll get a cold bowl of it. Not heat it up, just a cold bowl, and eat that with like tortilla chips. It's the best salsa you'll ever have. It sounds weird, but I'm telling you, oh man, it's killer.
That actually doesn't sound too bad.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with a circus story today. Those are important, top hat.
Theme music.
Yeah, that's the theme music of all circuses ever.
That's all circuses, that music.
Yeah, I assume Barnum and Bailey, all those guys. That's just how they did it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, this circus is selling jars of lion poop to make ends meet because, circuses ain't what they used to be when it comes to profit.
At least to make the lion's ends meet.
That's a good point. In Munich, Germany, so it's not even here, guys. Don't start thinking Florida Man immediately. Mm-hmm. This is in Germany. The Circus Krone, that's what it's called. The Circus
Krona. Circus Krona.
Yeah.
Krona.
Welcome to Circus Krona.
It might be Krona. I don't know.
K-R-O-N-E. How would you say that, German listeners? We don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, closed due to the pandemic, so that was already a rough time. Trying out a new revenue stream. They're selling jars of lion poop for use in gardens to fertilize or otherwise deter animals from nibbling, according to the EPI. Quote, the circus erected a large sculpture dubbed Mr. Poo outside the business to celebrate the new venture.
That name again is Mr. Poo. Oh, this video. Oh, my gosh. Oh, they're unveiling the giant poop statue.
Yeah. I'll show this a little bit to the chat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This guy, oh my gosh. The fact that this lion is not biting this guy's head off is...
I know, right?
This lion is putting up with so much. Like, this guy's giving Bieber hair to this lion, and the lion's not eating his face off.
They kind of went lame on the statue. It's just a poo emoji.
Yeah, it's just the poo. It's the pudding emoji, basically.
Yeah, lame.
And why does it have a little square in the mouth? Is something going to come out of that mouth?
Oh my gosh, dude. That's where you put your hand in to get your poo.
You put your pudding, like you just basically have pudding come out of that mouth constantly.
Gross. Soft serve. Yeah, look at that little, I don't like that. That's like a little dispenser for something.
Yeah,
not a
something's
fan.
Coming out of that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that
or
line.
It's a glory, it's the worst glory hole ever.
Oh, the worst kind. Can you imagine? Also, I want that lion. I just want to cuddle with a lion.
I know. So sweet.
Yeah. Name it. Every time I see a lion in a nature documentary, I'm always, you know, it's like, wow, look at the way it tackled that wildebeest and took it down and did all the things it did. But it doesn't matter. I still want to just get up in there and just hug it and sleep on it, even though it would eat me. But I would love it. All right, Brian, we got something from Steven Schleicher. He sent in this story.
Oh, he did. Yes, sent this to both of us.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah, a couple of days have gone by, so we haven't addressed it. So this is important. Daryl Hall filed a restraining order against John Oates of Hall & Oates fan.
It's Hall fame. V. Oates.
Hall right V. Now. Oates. In order to stop him, this is according to the complaint, to stop him from selling share in their businesses that they both co-own and benefit from.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Hall & Oates is fully owned by John Oates now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
But
Hall's Mentholyptus is owned entirely.
It all had to do with which songs they wrote and owned in their library.
Okay.
And Daryl Hall sold a bunch of his songs to some group, and then John wanted to do the same thing, but it's to their management company, which is this Hall & Oates Enterprises.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Well,
here's how the story goes. Days after Daryl Hall was granted a temporary restraining order against John Oates, new details have come to light of the reasons behind the bandmate's legal drama. Hall, age 77, filed suit against Oates, age 75. It's important to put their ages in, I guess. I don't know why.
I guess so.
Just to remind us how old we are compared to when we used to listen to Hall & Oates.
That's right. It's a bitch, girl, but you've gone too far.
We've gotten old anyway. In order to stop Oates' plan to sell his share of joint business ventures through a third party, which Hall argues is a violation of a business agreement previously reached by the pair, according to a motion obtained by
People! People! Exclamation point, loud, all caps.
Their logo requires you to put it in all caps, I think.
Yes.
The Rich Girl Singers entered into... Oh, it's great. You brought that up. That's what they're called here, the Rich Girl Singers. entered into an agreement on October 2021 over the Hall & Oates Enterprises LLP WOE. It's a limited liability partnership owned and controlled by the musicians per the motion. Hall initiated an arbitration process against Oates. To prevent his bandmate from transferring 100% of his right, title, and interest in Hall & Oates to a third-party buyer called Primary Wave Music without Hall's consent. So the bottom line here is no good pairing goes unpunished eventually. Even Hall & Oates can't get along eventually, right?
I know, and that's one you thought was for the ages, the friendship of Hall and Oates, but apparently it's not. It's gotten so bad, apparently, when they tour, they stay in separate hotels, not just separate hotel rooms in the same hotel, but separate hotels because they don't want to accidentally bump into each other. Yeah, it's...
This is like Gallagher level
Acrimony. Yeah,
exactly. Those guys hate each other. So, yeah, all right,
they
but
can't
don't
go
worry.
For that. No nope. can do.
You know, can do. Don't worry, everybody, though, because this will never happen to Brian and Scott and your TMS host, because we'll never be worth enough to have this problem.
Exactly. We'll be like, hey, I'm thinking about selling the first 2 years of episodes of TMS to some buyer. Like, yeah, great.
Yeah, cool. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yep. Just whatever you can get. $20. Cool. Give me 10.
Cool. Yeah. Give me 10. Fine. Yeah, good.
It'll all work out. Yeah. Well, good luck to them. And thank you, Stephen, for pointing that out.
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland park guest got arrested. I saw this showed up on a bunch of social stuff before I heard about the arrest, but there was pictures of this guy that preceded the story. But anyway, Disney park guest arrested after stripping clothes off on It's a Small World.
I mean, if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Of
all the places, let's actually answer this question, Brian. Where's the best place for you to streak at Disneyland?
You need a ride where you can take your clothes off during the ride.
Yeah.
So your choice is really, you're not going to do it during Big Thunder Mountain Railroad or Space Mountain or Indiana Jones. It's got to be a slow ride.
Yeah.
Right.
Slow
ride. It's got to be an indoor dark ride. Mm-hmm. So basically your choices then get narrowed down to Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, It's a Small World.
Yeah.
It's a Small World is the slowest of the three. Pirates has a couple drops.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
No.
It's also, Haunted Mansion, you've got that bar, that thing to contend with to climb over. Whereas there's nothing on It's a Small World. It is an open boat. There is no bar that comes down over your lap.
And the good news there is if you're doing this for exposure, your exposure level on that ride is multifaceted because it's slow and people have to see you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can't get away from you quickly. You're just in this slow boat. Those boats are full of old people and kids. So you're maximizing the shock impact, right? It's like, oh my gosh, won't someone think of the children? And the old people are like, I can't believe the generation today. Like you hit all the hot points for the old people and the young people.
Yeah.
It's perfect. You know what? This guy did exactly what you should do if you're going to do this. You know,
if you're going to do it. Oh man, this guy, I swear to God, I'm paused on him walking by. He looks like Oates.
Oh my, holy shit. No one you want to do.
If you look at that video on the deadline,
let's take a look here. Is there a video? Where is it? I don't see it. Oh,
it's
here
on
it
that
is.
Page.
Is it the Twitter link? That video? I think that's it. Oh yeah, there he is.
Yeah, the Twitter link or the X link.
He looks like Oates.
Yeah.
Play that again.
I can't tell if he has the mustache, but that's what Oates would do, is shave his mustache to do this. But he's got the Oates fro and the glasses and
Drugs, it looks like, to me, the way he's walking.
So
it happened on Saturday or Sunday, this was very busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I've been there on Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and that place is a nightmare during Thanksgiving.
I'll never
go then again, ever again will I do that. It was horrid.
No.
2006, no. Never forget. Let's see. Disneyland Resort representative told Deadline that the guests got off the ride while it was in motion, and the attraction was stopped when the park operators were made aware of the situation. The guest was detained. He was removed from the property altogether by the Anaheim Police Department. It's a Small World was shut down. No guests were harmed in the making of the Naked Man. So it's all
He's fun. Using the little cobra flute playing Cobra Kid to get out of. Don't you put your hands on the animatronics. You're going to break them, and then you're right for a lawsuit.
Yeah, don't touch any of that stuff. Disney will kill
you. Yeah, it really, really will. I'm surprised this guy isn't in Disney jail.
Yeah. Who runs Disney jail? Who's the warden? What character of Disney's origin would we put in charge of that jail?
Master Blaster runs Disney jail.
No, it'd be like it has to be Disney owned. Now you own Marvel and Star Wars now. So you could do like Stormtroopers. You could do
something Marvel. I think you go with one of the regular Disney characters, and the person who runs Disney jail who is it? Baymax.
Baymax
runs Disney jail.
Oh, that's a nice. He's nice. He'd take.
That'd be
a nice
jail. Yeah, exactly.
All
right, maybe not. Maleficent is good. The Collector.
Olaf. Jensen's Olaf. Goofy. Oh, that would be hell. Goofy running it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's like, hey, when's dinner around here?
Oh, that's right. Big Pete, the huge dude with the scruffy face, Big Pete runs the jail.
Big Pete, Goofy's nemesis, Big Pete. Right?
Goofy's or Mickey's nemesis, yeah, right.
I forget who he was opposed to. Yeah. Jafar's pretty good. Yeah, there's work they could do there. But I just assume if you're going to have a jail on Disney, you would do like everything else in Disneyland or World and have it manned by characters. Why wouldn't
you? Yeah, like people dressed up as mascots, for sure. Oh, yeah.
I'd be all into that.
Oh, my God.
All right, final story today. Airline serves dog food to business class passengers in a translation error.
Oh no. This is so much material for stand-up comics.
I know, right? More than they'll ever need.
That's right.
The food served on planes doesn't have the best reputation. That's true at times. But even the most iron-stomached passengers might think twice before ordering a mistranslated menu option on the recent flight. Photo taken by a passenger on China Eastern Airlines shows the menu for those flying in business class, which includes beef, seafood, and soup dishes. But one unfortunate English translation has got people talking. Among the choices for starters is, quote, imported dog food with okra. If you already didn't like okra, I don't think it's going to help that dog food.
So it's really the translation. They're not really serving dog food. It's the fact that the menu says imported dog food. Dog food was mistranslated. And nobody
exactly.
tried it, basically.
And nobody back at the kitchen place where they prepare all this stuff at the airport went, well, it says dog food, so.
Exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking is like, you know, they said, what's in this container? I don't know. Let's serve it.
Yeah, they don't do that. This story, the headline wants you to think there's more going on than there is, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat. Okay. Confession time.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I have eaten dog food before. All right.
Really? Okay.
Here's the context.
What kind? Was it kibble or was it?
Oh, it was kibble.
Wet,
totally kibble.
Wet food. Okay.
And it was kibble from. Ooh, the idea of wet food makes me gag. Oh, I don't know why. Yeah. Wet dog food, so much worse than kibble.
I feel like if I had to do it, I think I'd pick wet over kibble.
That is the correct thing to believe and say. You're not wrong. I don't know why that's opposite for me.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Because it should be. It's more like human food. The wet stuff, I could heat it up, put it on a cracker. You know, there's options.
Golly. I mean, I'm not liking any of it, but I feel like if I had to, yeah. I mean, and if I could choose the brand, I'd choose one of those brands that's like good enough for humans, made for dogs or whatever it is. Right?
Yeah, there's some fancy stuff, like Fancy Feast for cats, you know?
Yeah.
But I would, okay, so here was the story. When I was, I don't know, 11, I had a friend named Peter. And Peter and I would get into bets all the time, dumb bets. And this was the time, this was that era when I told you about the kid, I forgot his name now, something Larson, I don't remember. But this kid who ate, who sucked on a pregnant dog's boob for a dollar.
Oh,
for a freaking dollar, yeah. Brian.
That's not enough.
And it's not like in 1984 or whatever, dollars were worth more. It's not. It was still just a freaking dollar.
A dollar was just a dollar back then, too.
Yeah. So that was a thing. I've talked about this on the show before, so some of you may be hearing this for the first time.
Yeah.
But that kid, he'd do anything for a dollar, basically, was the lesson there. But this this kid, Peter, and I would bet each other that we would or wouldn't do certain things. So one of them was to put a finger inside of a red ant hill for 10 seconds and hold it there and see how long you could stand it, because you would get bit. And then you pull it out, your finger be all bit. I don't remember all of them, but one of them was who could eat a kibble of dog food
like
and swallow it.
Like one little kibble.
Yeah, one kibble. And they were decent size. Cause I think these were like Alpo, so they're kind of bigger. Mm-hmm. And I think the money on the line there may have been $5 or $10, which is a lot for a kid. You know, when you're 11 or 12, you don't have any money. You know,
that's obviously a better deal than the nipple.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I wasn't going to do that nipple for 50. Give me 100, maybe 200. Yeah. So I do the kibble, and he does it at the same time. We have to go at the same time. Choo, 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 whatever. He ended up spitting it out and gagging like a crazy person. And I swallowed it. I ate that kibble.
Wow.
And I earned my
$5.
$5, whatever it was that I wasted on our, you know.
How do you remember anything about the taste or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. It was very, how do I describe this? there's a weird oiliness to it. And it's hard to explain what I mean by that. Kind of like what you get with fried okra or what's something else like that. There was like an oil taste thing. And then it tasted like, I don't know. It kind of tasted like it smells. You know, dogs food smells like that.
Like you're like a smelly, oily meat biscuit.
And I never did it again. We never revisited that bet, but I still have regrets about it. You know, ain't nobody should be doing that.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. We had no money.
Not for $10.
Where was I going to get quarters for Pac-Man or whatever I was playing then? You know?
If it wasn't for that kibble.
Yeah. Dubious Rascal.
It was a high score that never would have been, that never would have made it to the top of the Pac-Man.
Dubious Rascal says, now Scott has a shiny coat. Yeah. That's why the longevity of my hair is all due to that single kibble I ate.
Exactly. Yeah. See, I ain't a very kibble. Yep. No hair. Yeah. You do the math.
You explain that. You can't. Science can't explain that.
That's right.
I can't explain this, though. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, Bill will be with us. We're going to do a little bit of Bill Duran time, and that'll be fun. Find out what he's making these days and maybe inspire you at home makers, to make something cool yourselves. Before that, we got a song prepared by Mr. Getting a New Printhead, Abbott
Bryan.
We'll
see. Yeah. Let's go to a guy named Max Dowd. This guy is incredible. Singer-songwriter from Rochester, New York, and he's been playing live music venues all over his hometown since he was 13. This is like a great little power pop rocker. Now, let me tell you what's going to blow your mind once you hear this. This dude's only 18, and he's already cranking out stuff like this.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible. Max Dowd, the brand new single just released last week called "Willing to Lose." Here is Max Dowd.
What you waiting for? Is it something you've always hoped for? Is it some kind of news that you're willing to lose? Everything you hoped for is better.
Tell me, are you willing to lose? Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Can you believe it? Reversey! That's right! All these features in Reversey, all for just... how much did you guess?
For social order, we need tighter reins.
And we're back. What was that song and who did it?
That song is from singer-songwriter and looks like just to be a generally nice guy, Max Dowd. The song is called Willing to Lose, and we're looking forward to hopefully a full album next year with a bunch of stuff.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that idea.
Nope.
I loved yesterday's closer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the cover at the end, cover. The Who Wants to Live Forever, yeah. Bella Goldwin.
She's really
got an incredible
good.
Voice.
Yeah, I gotta get more of her in my life, I think.
Mm-hmm. That whole album or EP of covers, ethereal covers, is really good.
Yeah, that was awesome. Okay, who are we calling? Bill. That's who.
We're calling Bill.
That's right.
Bill.
It's never under Bill. I know this.
It's under Punished Props.
Yeah, or is it? Hold on.
Isn't it?
Yeah, there it is. I put Prunish Props. That's why it
prunish.
Didn't come up. Prunish.
Prunished.
Like you just
prudish,
got out of
prudish,
the tub, the hot
prudish
tub.
Prudish props.
Oh, prudish. I even like that more. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to bring him in. We're going to talk to him, and it starts like this.
There's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
Nothing wrong with our friend Bill, who comes to us from the Pacific Northwest and the home of punishedprops.com, a place where all kinds of cool stuff gets made all the time. And he's here to inspire us. Hello, Bill. Welcome back.
Hello, friends. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Hey, condolences to you as well with the loss of the amazing community member TJ. I know that.
Yeah,
he has,
what a good dude.
He's a really good dude. That picture you put up of him hanging out, was he in your shop? Where were you guys in that shot? Looks like.
Yeah, he was in the area. He got to come swing by the shop, play with all the props.
Yeah, just a
glad
good
we
dude.
Got to have that.
Such a good dude.
Yeah, if we're all more like him, the world would be a better place.
I agree.
For sure.
Let's swap out some of the bad people for more people like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I would in an instant. I got a list.
That'd be great. I got a list too. It grows every day. Anyway, Bill, you're not on that list. You're on our good list, and that's because you bring cool stuff to the show. What is going on right now?
We've been busy. I got a couple of videos up on the website, and I got to do a cool thing I want to talk about, and then I want to talk about 3D printing.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right.
So the first thing, a few weeks ago, our pal Norm from Tested, Norm Chan, was in town to film some stuff about the new Steam Deck, the new updated Steam Deck.
Mm.
This is before they announced it.
Yeah.
And since he was in town, I got to tag along up to Valve.
Ooh.
Go check it all out. I helped him run a camera, so I helped shoot his video.
Yeah.
I was working. It didn't feel like work.
I bet it didn't.
Yeah. And they have a thing they built called the Steam Deck Orb. They use in all the marketing. They built this, I don't know, like 10-foot in diameter orb, and on the inside of it is dozens of Steam Decks that they use to light the inside of it, and they use that to light the Steam Deck for their promotional stuff. So it was a Steam Deck lit by the screen of like 100 Steam Decks.
Oh, wow. Wait, so they basically made a lighting setup for with Steam Decks to film Steam Decks or to show them off? Wow.
Yes, that's exactly it. Wow. And we got the, Norm and I got to go sit in it and play in it. I tweeted about it like a week ago. Norm was tweeting about it too. If anyone wants to go check that out, that was just, it was just neat. It was just really, that's really
cool.
Neat.
That's so cool. Yeah, I ended up, I got one of the new OLEDs. The screen on that thing is so good. It's so
it is.
Nice.
I don't have either, but I got to see them side by side, and the new one is dramatically better.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge jump in quality, but it's, and you know, as we would expect from an OLED screen, they're just better that way. But it's also a little lighter, and batteries lasting longer, and the there was one, oh, and the heat dispersion and the fan are A, silent, and B, way less when you're playing big games. Like Cyberpunk used to make that thing just roar, and now it doesn't make a peep. It's pretty great.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm jealous of this. Oh, I want this sphere. Look at it. Oh my
God. Look at that thing. How cool. So someone had to make that. It's totally custom built. It's so cool.
Also, I just I'm counting the dollar signs. Like,
that's, I can't even imagine. I wanted to ask how much it cost, but I bet no one there actually really knew.
Yeah. Well, what's cool
someone
is
else
that
paying for it.
You didn't mention this, but or maybe you didn't. I missed it, but they're all synchronized.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
So you could play video and stuff on it, and it spreads out among them all. And then that thing closes. So they're in the video, they're closing it on Norm there.
Yeah.
So it's fully enclosed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's silly and neat.
It is silly. Silly is the right word, but
it's
also
silly and neat.
Why wouldn't you? You're Valve. This is your thing, and you have money to burn. Go ahead, do it.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's on Gabe's dime.
Yeah, everything on Gabe's dime except for Gabe's beard maintenance. But anyway, tell us more, or tell us what else you got going today.
What else? So Norm was in town, so we filmed a little video where we put together. I had printed a blaster from Starfield that someone else had made. Jury from 3D Workbench modeled it. And I had these parts sitting there. Norm was in town, so we filmed a video where Norm and I put together this blaster from Starfield, which was really fun.
Nice. I look at you two hanging out there.
So we got a video of that. But then I've been digging through a bunch of old stuff, bunch of old files. And I found 10 sets of 3D printing files for props that I never released. They're just sitting on a hard drive somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. So it used to be, I would, whenever I 3D modeled something for printing, I would hang on to it. I never sold the files. I never gave them out. Mm-hmm. And at some point that changed. I started selling stuff. We have a part on our website with free 3D print files. But I forgot about these old files. So I felt like Indiana Jones going through the archives, and I found these files from like 7 years ago, and which is always fun, of course, going through files from 7 years ago, finding what mess past you left for yourself. But I went through them all. Now, they needed a little work. One of the reasons I didn't put these things out was they weren't totally finished. What I would do a lot back then when I was getting started with 3D printing is I would get a model close to done and then say, you know, I'll just fit it. I got tools. I got Bondo. I'll just finish it by hand.
Sure.
We'll fix it in post.
Sure.
So I had to do some organizing. I had to do some remodeling of parts to get these all ready for public consumption. But I did. I went through and fixed them up, got everything ready, bundled them together, and then put them on our website. So over at punishprops.com, there's a free blueprint section. There really aren't any blueprints in there. It's mostly 3D print files now. But if you check there, there's foam patterns for free to download. You don't have to. They're just links to download. You don't have to sign up for anything. You just go download them from there.
Oh, there you go.
I added these 10 files.
Looking at them now. So some of these are PDFs. Some of these are. You got tutorial videos tied to some of them. So, that's a generous list. Holy shit.
There's a ton of stuff there. There's dozens of files. So, if you're looking for a foam pattern, you're looking for an idea for a project to work on, go over to punishprops.com, hit the free blueprint files. You'll see just a ton of ideas and stuff to help you.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, these new files, it's nothing. It's good stuff. So, the Boolean Gemini, which is a rifle from Destiny that I made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I brought that to Nerdtacular 1 year and then promptly left it in the car at the zoo.
Oh, no.
Where
oh,
it
no.
was like 100 degrees out, and the whole thing melted. Shoot.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no, just from the... Oh, my God.
What zoo? The yeah. what? Back home zoo? Where'd you go? What zoo?
The Hogel Zoo.
Hogel Zoo. Oh, shit. And it was summer? Oh, no.
I love that zoo. That's a good zoo.
Yeah, we have a good zoo. I like our zoo, too. But
the bird... If you go to the Hogel Zoo, by the way, go watch the bird show that they put on. It's really
good. Yeah, that little... The amphitheater thing. Space. Yeah, it's awesome. They have some of the best... I can't remember where I saw this somewhere, but they were some of the best bird trainer people and birds they had, and they get stuff on loan all the time too. It's a really people don't think of the Salt Lake Zoo as like a big deal, but Hogel's pretty good. We like
it's
it.
Good.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a huge rifle. It's free. Go download it. Put it together. I got Ray's blaster from Star Wars in there. Another iconic one.
Yeah.
The pistol from Oblivion that Tom Cruise had.
I've still never seen Oblivion. I should watch Oblivion, shouldn't I?
After it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. Wait for us to watch it on Film Sack.
Okay. You think that seems like a Film Sack film, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll wait for it.
And then also Mr. Handy, the robot from Fallout, the like helper robot with all the arms.
Yeah.
Made a little model of him years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a really fun one to print on the resin printer. Brian.
Oh, yeah.
He would have fun with that one. That's really good.
You know what I love? This is what I love. You have, so there's the way you have this sectioned out, it's mostly like blasters, weapons, armor and accessories, props. But I love the categories Skyrim and Mass Effect because those two things were so huge for you. Those two games in terms of prop building that, of course, they have their own section. Like, duh.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
That's great.
Brittany, so I don't know if folks know this. Brittany and I met in college where we learned 3D modeling. Brittany's also a very competent 3D modeler. She has a couple of files in there, too. The Hearthstone box.
Oh, I love that one. Where is that? Is that down under props?
Probably.
Yeah.
Which they sold. There's an official version.
There it is.
I want to just print one. That's in there. She also did Reinhardt's helmet from Overwatch.
Nice.
Which we don't have. I really ought to print one for us.
Yeah, you should. You should always have a Reinhardt. You need a tank. You need to.
You do. You're
going to survive longer and win the match if you have a good tank. So that's my advice as well. This is great. Go get your free blueprints, you guys. They're blue.
That's the one with all the fake wood grain. And that's really cool, though.
Yeah, very nice.
So if you just got a 3D printer on Black Friday, which I'm just realizing as I looked at my website, I did not turn off my Black Friday sale. So if you're listening live, you want to deal. You got time.
Hop in now. Yeah.
I'll fix that after breakfast.
Yeah. You just call it Cyber Tuesday or something. I don't know. We make stuff up now.
It's AI Tuesday.
Perfect. I love it. That's great.
Cram some buzzwords in there.
I also think you should always call it blueprints because that's just a fun old school thing to say.
It is. Yeah. And blueprints are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the Mr. Handy. Oh, look at that.
Actual blueprints are so rad. We talked about
this, didn't we?
We talked about framing something up or doing something with blueprints. Didn't we talk about that with you? Or am I thinking of something else?
I probably talked about blueprints. I like blueprints. Probably. I like talking about them. So yeah, I probably
you're a fan. That's awesome. Get over there, you guys, before he remembers to turn it off. All right.
Sure. But for real, there's a ton of great files over there to print. Go check it out, see what we got, and have fun.
Yeah, go do that. Bill, as always, you've got a little something extra up your sleeve. You always do. What do you got here for us?
This is a maker that I haven't shared yet. Her name was Rachel Maxey, M-A-K-S-Y. She has a YouTube channel. She makes really fun, cozy projects, very cottagecore. If you could.
Oh, I love that term.
Which I can.
Is that a term? Is that a thing now? Cottagecore?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cottagecore.
All right.
And she made a dragon puppet as part of her costume where one of her arms is fake and the other one is up in the head to puppet the dragon.
That's great.
What? Yeah.
I love it. It's like a cosplay and a magic trick all together.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah, we saw this at Dragon Con this year. She was there. We got to meet her. She's a real nice person. Really excited and very creative. She's got tons and tons of videos.
I love that.
I love like just the video, the section of the video where she's just got the arm hanging down, then she's got her other arm up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks so freaking real.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right.
It's a great effect.
That one wins. I feel like I saw her photo somewhere. I didn't know it was an articulated dragon with her. I didn't mm-hmm. fall for the... I guess to get the impact, you need to see it in video, not a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing it move is really cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Go check that out, you guys.
Yeah. And go check out the rest of her videos, too. Especially, like I said, if you're looking for something cozy and fun, go check out her videos.
Yeah. It's Rachel Maxey.
Right.
Which is, or is it Maxey?
There's
Maxey, M-A-K-S-Y.
I love that.
And there is a link on quicktms.li to this video.
Nice.
So
very nice.
Go there as well.
Go check that out, everybody. Bill Duran, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your November. And we'll mm-hmm. see you sometime in December, man. Have a good one.
Later, friends. Bye.
See ya.
Bye now. Bye, Bill.
I swear to God, it inspires me to go build something every single time.
I know.
Really, I need to paint some of the things I've already built. That's what I need to do is go, just go paint stuff. I did start the airbrushing.
Like oh, you did?
New airbrush.
Oh, yeah. Nice. How's that working?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's
yeah. Happy fantastic. With it still? It's the Harbor Freight.
Very happy with it. Yep. The Harbor Freight compressor airbrush combo. I painted 7 shield minions or shield troopers for Marvel Zombicide.
Yeah.
In minutes. I just have to do a little bit of some highlights, some detail with the brush, and we're good to go.
That's great. I love a good airbrush. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nothing like one that works, isn't clogged.
Nothing you know? Like it.
And I love the sound of a little compressor going over there.
Very, very easy to clean. And that compressor, the old compressor I had, there wasn't a tank on it. So basically, when the compressor ran, you got little air, like bursts of air.
Right.
So this one is like smaller, a lot quieter, and works just the way it needs
that's
to
great
work.
What'd you pay for the combo? I forget, it was cheap.
$100.
See,
at Harbor Freight. Airbrush and compressor,
that's
maybe
less
110
than
but still
that's less than I paid for the same setup when I was in high school.
Oh yeah. Oh, my airbrush alone, which I still have, I think it's a Kohinoor, is like a $150-$160 airbrush alone, and then the compressor was expensive too.
Yeah.
I remember
there's at least $100 for the compressor alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, go to Harbor Freight and buy cheap things.
Yep.
They're not exactly. sponsoring, but we would take
support the people in the harbor. Why don't you by buying the stuff that they freight?
Let's move on to the end of today's program. However, before we go, there's one last thing. We got one more call. This is how the hotel world deals with rogue poopers. Now, we had the whole
rogue
story,
poopers.
Right? The Walmart people and all that.
Yeah. Just people who like trudging along, all of a sudden drop trowel, little log there, mm-hmm. and then keep on walking.
Keep on moving.
Video.
Until
some
poor worker stands in or steps in it or slips in it.
Yeah. I guess it started with the Disneyland. The Avatar ride has a hall of rogue pooping down in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and then we heard from Gary and all this stuff. So we got this one. This is about hotels, because apparently there's some trouble in the hotels. So here you go.
This is Toots McLaren, and I heard Gary and Tom's voicemails about their pooping codes. And when I was in the hotel industry, we used to walk around with walkie-talkies on our hips, and the cleaning staff would sometimes give me a call saying, hey, I got a clogged toilet and sweep so-and-so. So when you're near other guests, it's not the most pleasant thing to hear about a clogged toilet. So I came up with code 2 for, those brown incidences when we had a clogged toilet. So instead of hearing, I got a clogged toilet, they would say, hey, I got a code 2 and sweep 202, that type of thing. Anyway, I'm pleasantly pleased with your show. And, cheers.
Love it. That's awesome.
I love this new trend where people are trying to say it in different ways every time.
Right. Other ways of love the show, though.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, but code 2, that makes sense because no
one's
going to
freak
out.
You can also just say, I've got James Marsden in room 357.
Mm, I like that.
You haven't watched Jury Duty yet?
No, still haven't, but I know the reference.
Okay, good.
I need to see that show. There's another thing I need to see.
Yes.
I watched The Whale. I'm catching up.
You're catching up slowly but surely.
I like when I watched Randy's, I was going to watch anyway, but the Sylvester Stallone Sly documentary, very good. Highly recommend watching that. It's very good.
Okay.
Watch that and the Arnold one. The Arnold one's in like 4 parts, but this one's a single standalone thing for like an hour and a half. Great. It's great. If you're a fan of 80s action or even any, just barely interested in what Stallone did during that era and why and where he succeeded and where he didn't, all his struggles, his ups and downs, that movie's rad. But I, you know, I try to see the things you guys recommend and fit in my own. And
you've got to, exactly. You still every week have to come up with something that hasn't been recommended for recommendals. And that's what makes it a little bit tougher is the,
it's hard.
Yeah, you got to cram both of those things in. Yeah. I get it.
Feel bad for us. It's hard, the work we do here. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. It's really hard.
It's the hardest work.
The hardest work there is. All right, that's going to do it for the show. If you want to call in like he did or Shane or anyone else did earlier in the show, then do it. It's super easy. You can send us a voicemail at 801-471-0462, or you can leave us a direct voice message thing there on the Discord. Or if you prefer email, you can do that too, themorningstream@gmail.com. And I would like to remind people that as we get to the end of this month, only a few days left, that we could use you on our Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. Let's end this year with style, everyone.
We really, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, doing this stuff is our primary job, doing podcasting and show content and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like any other business. We got to make money from it. We got to make a living from it. So please, $1, $2, $3 a month, $5 a month, whatever you can afford.
And you people at the high levels, like we got like $20 level and those people.
Yeah.
You're my heroes.
Right. Oh yeah, they're getting fun stuff, those people.
They're about to get some more fun stuff from Brian. They're
about to get some more fun stuff from me. It's a yes from me.
That's right. Prepare your refrigerators is all I'm going to say.
Oh, I'm sending expired milk. Just get in the fridge quick. Hope it gets delivered quickly enough that it doesn't get worse.
And if it's chunky, it's just cheese. It's fine.
How about some yogurt soda? Would you like some yogurt soda?
Never again. Never again. All right. That's it for the show. We're out of here. For everything else, requesting songs, all the stuff we do, all the extras, you can find it all at frogpants.com/TMS. Hey, Brian, let's play a song. Speaking of songs, you got a little something there?
This one's going out to a friend of the show who writes in and says, I'll tell you who it is at the end. My birthday was November 25th, and this year I will attain the ultimate answer to life, the universe, and everything when I reach level 42. Any song by Leah Morcioli would be awesome to hear. Thank you for all the great shows and putting up with my silly quizzes every month. Yes, happy birthday, TV's Travis.
42, dude, that is 42. Great. Congrats. That puts you in this category, though.
Happy birthday.
You no longer get to party. You just have to.
That's where it goes. It's
42 is the answer. And when they don't ask for a cover, when they don't ask for a cover of level 42 songs, I'm always like, why not? You're 42. What are we doing here?
Right, exactly. Well, I only have so many covers of Something About You and Running in the Family. So
we'd have to play the same song every time.
The same one over and over and over again. Any cover by Leah Morcioli. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's how I've always pronounced it. Listen, I was in a little bit of a James Bond theme feeling this week when I was setting up songs. Gosh, don't know why.
Weird.
Be sure to check out the latest episode of Film Sack. Mm. This is a cover of one of the more recent songs that we had, a cover of a song that was recorded by Adele. It's Skyfall, performed here by Leo.
Sky fall when it crumbles.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Perfect for your family's special occasions or for your intimate bedroom encounters.
That one's...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.